Proclamation number 3590 of 30th of October, 1945. Exceptional abilities. Every human being's extraordinary ability is a gift from God if the human being uses it to serve and benefit his neighbor. The powers from below also impart unusual abilities to him if he is in bondage to the power of darkness. The divine gift is every ability which is used beneficially for the fellow human being or also for creation, which therefore serves the preservation or the development of new creations for the purpose of the further development of that which is hidden in the works of creation. But people can possess the divine gift without exploiting it in the sense of God. They can be able to achieve extraordinary things and remain inactive, or they only use their abilities to increase earthly goods and achieve earthly successes. Then they leave a grace unnoticed, a possibility through which they could achieve a great advance in their spiritual development with the right use of will. For the increased ability provides them with countless opportunities to be of service to their neighbor, thus to stimulate them to practice neighborly love. Through his ability he can bring about great blessings and be helpful to his fellow human beings and thereby also achieve great spiritual progress. He must therefore also answer to God if he leaves the divine gift unused or uses it wrongly, and his remorse after the death of his body will be overwhelming when he looks back and sees the unused opportunities, when he realizes that he has forfeited a grace which God's love offered him. These extraordinary abilities can be his share if he is already in a higher degree of maturity at the beginning of his embodiment as a human being, which is cause for God to give him extraordinary consideration in order to help him to faster ascend development on earth. But he can remain at a standstill in his development if he does not use the ability. He can develop progressively if he uses it for earthly striving or, instead of creating good, uses the ability for evil actions, for creations which harm his neighbor and benefit himself. Then the ability given to him by God is exploited by his adversary who, by influencing the will, pushes the human being into actions which contravene the divine commandment of love. And the strength to carry out these deeds now comes to him from that opposing power and secures him greatest earthly successes but also spiritual decline. Then it is a renewed grace of God when he loses the ability or he is prevented from evaluating it. And this grace is granted to the human being who, through his weakness of will, finds mercy with God, who has not yet completely fallen prey to God's adversary through hard, unbending will and unloving actions. And then he can still come to realize on earth that he has not respected God's gift of grace and secure forgiveness through humble submission to God's will, as soon as he now strives to think and act correctly and repents of his conduct of life. For God is a God of love who leaves no means untried in order to win the souls and guide them into realization as long as they still dwell on earth, in order to give them the opportunity to change and mature spiritually as long as they are in possession of the vitality they lack in the spiritual kingdom, as soon as they enter it completely immaturely. Amen.